faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman. Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman, in his guise of Clark, learns from a sweet-faced little old farm lady, Aunt Mary Tompkins, that his foster father's Bible, the only possible clue to the whereabouts of the red-bearded man who has the Superman rocket, has been stolen.
All these years, I kept that Bible locked in an old trunk in the attic, knowing full well, Clark, that someday you'd be back wanting it, and now it's gone.
But, Aunt Mary, just a few minutes ago, you told Sam Wilkins over the phone that you had it.
I thought I did, but when I went to look, the trunk was broke open and the Bible gone.
You mean someone stole it?
Yes, and I know who it was.
Who?
My nephew, Ralph.
Ralph?
Yeah, my brother Fred's boy. Oh. It ain't the first time he stole from me, either.
Well, what did he do with it?
He sold it, likely. It was bound in silver, if you recollect it, and fetch a dollar or two.
But where did he sell it? To whom?
He wouldn't say. Now, likely, we ain't never going to know.
Why not?
Because when I told him you was coming over for the Bible, he got scared, and he lit out in his car. And if I know him, he ain't never coming back to Centerville.
And now, before another minute passes, let's get the latest angle from a new quarter. And here's the big news you've all been waiting for. The makers of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, have a terrific surprise for you.
I'll say it's terrific. You've been hearing about the astounding Superman rocket, capable of dead-accurate flights anywhere through space. The country with the secret of this rocket can rule the world.
Yes, sir. Everybody's talking rockets. That's why this offer is so sensational. And here it is.
Now you can get a terrific hand-sized rocket model, the J-Rocket. A gyrocket you can launch right from your own hand to zoom into the sky, up over the treetop.
Just listen to what you get. You get a metal launching rod.
You get a wooden rocket launcher.
And you get the gyrocket itself, with a brilliant colored wood body almost half a foot long, shaped like a sleek streamlined bomb.
At the power end is a steel propeller designed to give your gyrocket rotational thrust.
Right. You'll get a terrific thrill every time you launch your gyrocket. Just flick your arm and watch the gyrocket streak into the sky.
Don't miss getting this exciting gyrocket now, right away.
Here's all you do. Just send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. Don't delay.
I'll repeat that. Send a dime and a nickel and a box top from Kellogg's Pep, together with your name and address clearly printed, to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Learning that a new secret weapon known as the Superman rocket, and said to be capable of interplanetary flight at supersonic speed, was being offered for sale to a foreign government, Superman recalled that he himself, as an infant, had come to Earth from the planet Krypton in just such a rocket. Speaking to the Iowa farm where he had been reared as Clark Kent, and where the twisted wreckage of the rocket had lain rusting and forgotten for years, he discovered to his dismay that it had been sold to two unknown men for $25. One of the men, a man with a red beard, had mentioned a Bible, and Kent remembered that his late foster father had recorded important family events in the back of his Bible. Obviously, the Bible which contained the story of his arrival on Earth had fallen into unscrupulous hands. Step by step, Kent traced the Bible to an old family friend, Aunt Mary Tompkins. But when he arrived at Aunt Mary's home, he was told the Bible had been stolen by her nephew.
Oh, I feel just terrible about this, Clark. But there ain't nothing I can do or say. I know I've been harboring a thief in the house all these years, but Ralph Tompkins was my own kith and kin, my poor brother Fred's boy, and I didn't have the heart to turn him out.
Oh, don't cry, Aunt Mary. I understand.
Nothing but shame, shame, shame ever since he got out of Kneebridge.
Aunt Mary, you said Ralph drove off in a car.
Yes, about 15 minutes ago when I told him you was coming for the Bible.
Well, what kind of a car was it?
Well, it was one of them open cars. He'd had it painted bright yellow. He didn't come by it honest, I can tell you.
Yellow convertible. Which way did he go?
Well, he swung left on the highway.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's sly and tricky, and the truth ain't in him.
Well, if I find him, I'll know how to handle him. I'd better get along, I guess. Thanks for everything, Aunt Mary.
Look, Clark, you ain't going to hold this against me.
Oh, of course not. You did all you could. Well, good night, Aunt Mary.
Good night, Clark, and God bless you.
Well, he's got 20 minutes start on me, but if he sticks to the highway, I shouldn't have any trouble finding a bright yellow convertible. There, it's dark enough out here, so I won't be seen. Out of these clothes. This is a job
for Superman. There we are. All set. Now, up, up, and away!
Red tape streaming, Superman leaps up into the darkness like a comet. High in the heavens, he hovers in curious flight, his keen eyes searching the winding network of roads and highways far below.
Now to get a bird's eye view from up here. There are quite a few cars on the main highway, but no sign of a yellow convertible. Let's see, 20 minutes, maybe 25. Driving fast, he could be 20 or 30 miles away. And there's only one thing to do. Search every road within 100 miles until I pick up his car. Away!
Meanwhile, on an east-west highway some 40 miles from Centerville, state troopers Bill Sweets and Dan Taylor have just left their barracks and are stepping into their patrol car as a yellow convertible top-down roars past them at high speed. Its only occupant, a bare-headed driver. Swiftly, Trooper Taylor at the wheel of the patrol car kicks into gear and sets out in pursuit.
That guy's in an awful hurry, Danny.
Too much of a hurry. Wait till I get rolling, Bill, and give him the siren.
Right. These speedboats, they're hopped up jalopies, cutting papers on public highways. They ought to have their heads examined.
Most of their heads would show up blank on an x-ray plate. Okay, let's have that siren. And the little punk, he's stepping it up faster.
He'll slow down when he hits that corkscrew turn on the cliff road. He'll be there in a minute unless he slows up.
I know.
He'll never be able to stay on the road. It's 500 feet down to the gully at the bottom of the cliff.
Give him the siren again.
Okay, but I don't think it'll do any good. What did I tell you? He's still doing 70.
He'll slow down when he sees the signs for the corkscrew. He's better. Keep the siren going, Bill.
With their siren wide open, the state troopers race after the speeding yellow convertible as it nears the dreaded corkscrew turn at the peak of the cliff. Meanwhile, having searched vainly over the main roads for Ralph Thompson's car, Superman has swooped eastward to the junction of two highways. High in the night sky pauses for another bird's-eye view of the terrain below.
There's no sign of the yellow convertible. I've got to find it, though. Let's see, intersecting highways down there. Well, I'll check the north-south one first and come back. Wait. What's that? Sounds like a police siren. To the east. Yes, I can see two cars on a winding cliff road far away to make them out. But that siren, maybe I better investigate. Away!
He's going into the turn, Dan. He'll never make it.
Looks bad.
Blow up, you crazy fool! Dan, he's off the road. He's smashing through the guardrail. Away!
Bringing their patrol car to a skidding, screaming stop on the winding cliff road, the two state troopers see the yellow convertible careen out of a sharp turn and smash through the guardrail. Then plunge off into dark space and hurtle down toward the gully 500 feet below. Is Ralph Tompkins in that deathbound car? If he is, the secret of the Bible will die with him. We'll be back in a moment with the thrilling climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Maybe we can't tell Army Intelligence where the Superman rocket is, but we do know this. Right here, offered to you by Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal is, yes, a gyrocket, a terrific hand-sized rocket model.
It's true, a real gyrocket, a gyrocket you launch yourself and send zooming into the sky. A slim, brilliantly colored gyrocket, almost half a foot long.
And get this, your gyrocket comes to you complete.
Right, you get a metal launching and a wooden rocket launcher.
And the gyrocket itself, with its business-like rocket body shaped of gleaming wood, streamlined to the last inch.
At the power end, the glittering steel propeller generates maximum thrust.
Yes, a thrust too powerful for indoors. Be sure you launch your gyrocket only outside. Yet it's so simple and safe to operate that you can launch it right from your hand. A flick of your arm and off it streaks.
Then just watch it knife into the sky, up over the treetop.
Get in on the fun right away. Get several gyrockets. Be first on your street with a fleet.
Now here's how. For each gyrocket you want, send 15 cents on a Kellogg's Pep box top Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, together with 15 cents, a dime and a nickel, and your name and address, clearly printed, to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. Do it today. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
As Ralph Tompkins' yellow convertible plunged off the road and dropped toward the gully 500 feet below, Superman, drawn by the patrol car siren, has been streaking through the sky toward the scene. As we continue now, the Man of Steel is a mile high in the air as he sees the yellow convertible spinning end over and through space, and a man's body thrown clear of the car, falling after it. Great Scott! Down! Down! Down like a giant bird of prey, Superman snatches the falling body in midair, a scant yard above the jagged rocks at the bottom of the gully. Then, cradling the body in his arms, he is about to streak up again when he realizes that Ralph Tompkins has been seriously injured. The boy's face is bloodless and chalk white, and his mouth is twisted in pain. Dropping to the floor of the gully, Superman lays him gently on the ground. Bending over him, it becomes obvious that the end is not far off. Ralph Tompkins' neck has been broken. But he is still conscious, his eyes staring up into the sky, his lips moving soundlessly. Superman leans closer.
Ralph. Ralph, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
You've been seriously hurt, Ralph. I don't dare move you.
I know. I'm dying. It's all over.
Maybe not. I'm going to try to get a doctor and bring him here.
No, no, please. It won't help. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I had it coming. All my life, nothing but bad, bad, bad.
Ralph. Ralph, tell me about the Bible. Even Kent's Bible. What did you do with it?
No good. Just no good. All my life.
Ralph, you must tell me about the Bible. Did you sell it?
Always trouble. Always doing wrong.
Ralph, listen to me.
Never good for anything.
Ralph.
I know. I know I deserve it. I'm not complaining. I'm coming
to the Bible, Ralph. It's important. What did you do with it? To whom did you sell it? Ralph. Ralph. You've got to tell me.
Slowly, the dying boy's eyes close as though in great weariness. With each labored breath he draws, Superman can see the last possible clue to the whereabouts of the precious Bible, the last link with the mysterious red-bearded man who has the Superman rocket, fading into eternity. Fate has stepped in and raised a wall even Superman cannot penetrate, the wall of death. This is where the trail of the secret rocket ends, unless a miracle happens. Be sure to listen Monday, same time, same station, when a miracle does happen. Tune in for Chapter 6 of The Secret Rocket and the Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This is the world's largest network serving more than 450 radio stations, the Mutual Broadcasting System.